Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Morning, Maxie.
Good morning, David.
Well, I hated to see the White Sox clinch a playoff berth against our Twins, but the Twins kind of gave that one away a little bit. But regardless, they should be in the playoffs, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they're going to make the playoffs. That's no problem. And it's kind of weird because, you know, usually in past years, of course, everything's weird. But a team clinches a playoff and there's a champagne celebration and this and that. And I didn't even know they had clinched until the end of the game. So White Sox are good. And they came back and beat the Twins yesterday with a little eighth inning rally where the Twins let it get away a little bit. But the Twins hit three home runs yesterday. And generally speaking, when they, I think the multiple home runs are like 17 and 6 or something like that. So they're a good team when they're doing what they want to do. Byron Buxton has been on fire, more home runs than anybody else in September, and hit two yesterday. And then Josh Donaldson in a home run, and as he came across home plate, for people that missed it, kicked dirt on the plate, which, as you know, Dave, breaks the there's a code in baseball that says if you kick dirt on the plate intentionally, you're going to be thrown out of the game, and he was shortly thereafter. So there had been a lot of barking going on with the umpires during this series. Obviously, Rocco Baldelli got thrown out. Nelson Cruz got thrown out one night. That's not the norm for either one of those two. And something was happening there with that crew that they were not in sync with. And so maybe it lit a fire under them to go play the Cubs now. But I'll tell you what, the wake-up call has been this season, this short season, that the White Sox did a lot of things right in the offseason. They have really put together a nice team. Encarnacion has not hit for average like they would like, but he gives them a power there in the second half of the batting order. Jose Abreu is very good. Anderson is just outstanding. And then Dallas Keuchel now is coming off the injured list. He was supposed to pitch yesterday, so they kind of got away with one. They've got him now. I think they maybe wanted to hide him from the Twins, but he tantalized them early in the season there. And, of course, they've got Giolito, who they beat the other day. But the White Sox have a really nice team there. And to beat them in the playoffs, man, you're going to have to work at it because they are good.
Well, Kevin Stefanski, who you know well, Maxie, got his first win as the Cleveland Browns head coach, 35-30 last night. Not a bad game between these two teams that normally you probably wouldn't bother to watch it, but it was kind of fun last night.
Yeah, he's an offensive mind over there, and obviously he took over a Cleveland team, and he had to stay here in the Twin Cities for some time because of COVID, couldn't even travel there to although he ran his team from here, as we've learned everybody can do now that we're not in an office space. A lot of that stuff can be done. But it'll be interesting to watch him evolve because he's a quiet guy, and he never really sought the limelight, was more a student of the game, was in Minnesota for a long time. It'll be interesting to see what he's like in the room there. And, of course, with a quarterback like they've got there, when you got a young quarterback like that, how he's able to tutor him and keep that team together when they've got some characters there and some issues. And so I think he's going to be a real interesting study as an NFL head coach because he's going to do it his way, but it's going to be a real quiet way.
Hey, the Lynx won. They're into the semifinals of WNBA, but the resurgence given an opportunity for Rachel Banham, and she's really taking advantage of it. I see she had 11 last night.
Yeah, she played a lot more the last game of the year, and then she played well, so they played her last night in the one-or-done game with Phoenix. It turned out to be a pretty good game. Diana Taurasi hit 2 4-point plays in the fourth quarter. I've never seen that. As long as I've seen somebody make a three and get fouled, for a four-point play, but she had two of them within a few minutes to get Phoenix back into it. But the Lynx held out And Crystal Dangerfield was outstanding the second half. She had 15 points. She had 17 for the game, but she had 15 the second half. And, man, is she got courage, man. She is not afraid of the big shot. It's a big moment for a rookie. She was outstanding. So now they get Vegas and Bill Laimbeer, who used to tutor Cheryl Reba. He was head coach. She was an assistant to him. So it's always kind of the when those two get together, it's a little bit different. Laimbeer was here for a little while with the Timberwolves, but he's built something pretty special out there in Vegas now.
Well, that beer was one tough hombre on the court, man. I tell you. And, you know, he wasn't afraid to physically take advantage of his size.
He had a little of that demeanor when he was here.
Hey, Dangerfield got Rookie of the Year, and Cheryl got WNBA Coach of the Year, so congrats to them. Maxie, speaking of coaches, let's talk about Old Dutch here for a minute.
Yeah, Dick Swanee Swanson is our the coach that we and teacher that we honor this week. Outstanding social studies teacher, also a great coach up at Duluth Denfeld High School in girls basketball and softball. Over 300 wins in basketball, was honored as the into the Hall of Fame. But he passed away this past summer from cancer, leaving quite a legacy up there for all that he did for girls sports and for Duluth Denfeld as a school. Dick Swanee Swanson is a very, very deserving recipient of our Coach of the Week that we honor this week.
Yeah, that's really. I'm so glad that we did that. And for more information, you can always visit olddutchfoods.com. So congratulations to the family of Swanee Swanson and all of the Dick Swanee Swanson and all of the, as you said, all those athletes that had the opportunity to be a part of his teaching. Hey, Maxie, I want to teach people about some new flavors that Old Dutch has out. And I want to mention these three because this is a lineup, man. Ripple,
the
spicy
big three, we
barbecue.
Call them right now.
Well, when you go to the NBA and you look, if it takes three players really to turn a team and make a team strong, and Old Dutch has taken their version of that and done it with Ripple's Spicy Honey Barbecue Potato Chips, the Restaurante Bite-Size Jalapeno Cheddar Tortilla Chips, and the Restaurante Mexican Street Corn Tortilla Strips. They're all available as we speak.
The street corn tortilla chips are so easy to eat by your side, and the Restaurante chips, those are bite-size. So for kids, they're just perfect. But each one's got a flavor. Each one's gluten-free, I might add, and no natural preservatives added. So that's pretty good off the top, too. But you're talking about three that have been introduced to the marketplace. And we didn't, you know, we're not like this. We didn't have the big, it wasn't like when the Miami Heat signed LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, where we did the big, oh, you know, got to have the big parade and the big, put the spotlight on the bags of chips and have them come walking out on stage. We didn't want that. Those chips didn't want that. Let's be honest about it. They said, let's prove ourselves first. Let's get out in the marketplace and prove ourselves. We don't need to, you'll find out who we are soon enough. And boy, have they, because they allowed people to come to the shelves and sample them. They didn't say, hey, man, come open this bag. You'll be surprised. You know, see what happens when you dip this in salsa. They didn't have to. And I think that's as impressive as anything when we introduced these big three, is to see they weren't looking for fanfare. They didn't jump up and down their bags on the stage and said, look at me. They just simply assumed their position on the shelf. And wow, has it been fun to watch them grow over the last few months.
Well, literally word of mouth.
Word of mouth, absolutely.
So that's how old Dutch
word
rolls.
Word of mouth
very
and
humble.
A little salsa will take you a long way.
That's right. But Old Dutch Foods, very quiet in what they do. They're a Minnesota company right here in the Twin Cities. Max and I have been out there as part of the research team many times. Many times, even uninvited, we've been offering our services for research.
Yes, and you know, these are tasks that there's attention to detail that's involved in this. And so if it takes us a whole afternoon, if we have to come back on the weekends, we've been willing to do that because we got to get it just right. And to get those sample sizes, to get a few of those bags. The other thing is we found out on the weekends is there's not that many people at the office. So sometimes you can store a couple of bags in the old trunk without anybody seeing you.
You know, and we talk about no artificial ingredients. There's no artificial stuff here when Max and I are talking about chips. I'll tell you, we walk the walk, baby. We talk the talk, and we eat the chips.
We crunch the crunch. That's right.
That's right. So if you want to get a little chippy at your house, get these three new flavors. Well, you can get the old ones, too, Mike. I'm not saying you can't have those. I'm just saying you got a flavor. I had a philosophy teacher tell me once, you got to enjoy the flavor of life. I took that to mean Old Dutch chips. I assume that's what the instructor meant. But it's worked out.
That's exactly what they meant, I think.
OldDutchFoods.com. He's Mike Max. I'm Dave Lee. We're back with more here on WCCO in just a few minutes. We'll check your traffic and weather together up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.